You're tuned in to The J-Ray Show, the only podcast that has the smoothest movie reviews, the slickest how-to forums, and all the details for your Tampa Bay area events. We broadcast every Friday, so you, as the valued listener, have a roadmap to the perfect weekend. And now, without any further ado, here's your host, J-Ray. And sit back and learn how you can save 15% or more on your weekend.
Hello and welcome to the J-Ray Show. I am your host, J-Ray, and we're happy that you joined us today on this Friday. We're going to go ahead and do a movie review on the movie No Strings Attached, and we are also going to look into details on how to podcast, rundown of how it's going. This is actually my fourth episode, but it's my first podcast, and I just want to give my listeners just a rundown of how I operate with my podcast. And then we're going to go over some events that are happening in the Tampa Bay area, just as a reminder, and we have a pretty cool promo that we're going to cover too. So the movie that I reviewed this weekend is called No Strings Attached. I saw it, I think it was the same day that it came out, or maybe a week after it came out. It's good. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. The International Movie Database, IMDb.com, gave the movie 6.2 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes gave the movie 37%. Now, I want to go off on a little bit of a tangent about Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is ridiculous. They overanalyze movies. They just do it too much. I don't understand why a movie has to be this stellar plot and these amazing characters with amazing acting. Yes, that makes a good movie, but not every movie should be held to that standard. Some movies don't come up to that. Here's how I review my movies. Number one, would I rent it on DVD? Years later, would I rent it on DVD? Number two, would I suggest it to my friends? And number three, when I'm walking out of the theater, do I feel like it was worth the buttload of cash that I just spent on it? If it meets those three criteria, then I've considered a good movie. A great movie is one that I'll go back and I'll see it again in the theater. I'll pay for it again, like Inception. That movie, awesome. I'm sure some of my listeners have already heard of that movie and they've already seen it. Inception was awesome. I cannot get over that movie. That is a movie I saw three times in the theater. That is a movie that I will purchase when it came out. When it came out on DVD, I purchased it. That is a movie that I highly suggested my friends to see. That's what a good movie consists of. No Strings Attached, good movie. I would rent it a couple years from now, not a problem. I would definitely recommend it to my friends, and I felt like it was worth the money. So you have your two main characters, which are Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. Natalie Portman plays the character Emma, who is a 80-hour-a-week nurse. She works all the time. She doesn't have time for a relationship. And Ashton Kutcher is a stagehand for a Glee-type show, but he's a writer. He has his own script. He really wants to be a writer and have his own show, blah, blah, blah. So he's trying to be an aspiring show producer. The two of them met back when they were 13 years old at a summer camp, and that's how the movie opens. And then what happens from there is they meet in life. They meet in college again, and then they meet after college once, and then they meet after college again, and that is where the relationship starts. So they start a relationship, and they basically just want to keep it physical. Sex only. No strings attached. No pun there. But no strings attached whatsoever. That's what they want to do. And they do it for a long time. But eventually someone gets attached, and the other person that is not attached disputes it, and then that person gets attached, but the person that was attached before is no longer attached, so it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's great. There are two awesome points about this movie. Point number one. Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. The connection and chemistry between the two and the acting, fantastic. I could feel it. I could feel that they were in love. I could feel that they liked each other. All that kind of stuff. Off the scenes, they would be a perfect couple. That's how well they acted. Point number two. Everybody else in the movie acted wonderfully. Everyone supported everyone. Ashton Kutcher's dad is amazingly funny. And the movie, the comedy, is so good. It's great. Here's what's not good about the movie. It's very predictable. You feel like you're in the audience. If you're someone that went by yourself or you went with a large group of friends, you really won't get the whole passion side of the story. There's passion in the story, but it's not as visible as the comedy and the romantic awkwardness. You can see things coming around the corner. It's kind of, you know, kind of pretty obvious. And that's the only thing why I think the movie was rated a little bit lower. It didn't have a twist in the story at all. But the acting was unique. Ashton Kutcher did an amazing job, and Natalie Portman did fantastic. I think it was great. Natalie Portman had a great movie here, by the way. She did wonderful. So I give the movie, like I said, 8.5 out of 10. Would I suggest this to friends? Yes. Go see it with maybe two friends. Don't see it with a large group of people, because if you see it with a large group of people, it's going to take away from the effect of the movie. Number two, I would definitely go see it with your loved one or a girlfriend, like going on a date. This is definitely something, if you haven't seen it yet, you can rent it on DVD soon, I'm sure. And it would be a great date night kind of movie, so you would enjoy that. Number three, I would not go see it with family. It's a little awkward, if you catch my drift. So, that's the No Strings Attached. Check it out. Go see it. I believe it's still in theaters. If not, it'll probably be on DVD in 2 months. Okay, so on to the next segment, which is podcasting. What I feel is important about the podcasting. I've been doing podcasting now for about 4 weeks. This is my fifth episode, and I like it. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting to learn how to use software and learn how to record and learn how to produce a show with the intro music and outro music and all that kind of stuff. It's an interesting process. What I would advise, though, and I have not done this, but I have thought about it, is don't go out there and spend a buttload of money on equipment. You might not know if you will be doing this in 6 months. Number two, get with somebody that knows how to podcast, relay off of them, bounce off of them, bounce off of what they're doing. For example, I broadcast on audioboo.fm/the_JRay_show. And if you go to my homepage there, you will see that I follow a character by the name of Bob Boocast, and he does podcasting. He has about 6 or 7 podcasts. One of them is on Audioboo. I listen to his podcast. I feed off of him. I ask him questions, and he helps me. By the way, he's got an amazing podcast show going on. It's wonderful. He does a great job. He helps out. It's great. I love it. Find someone that knows what they're doing so you have a little bit of an idea of what you're doing. It's important because you'll just start to drown because you don't know what you're doing. But I feel like my show has a face. We know that we do movie reviews, we do events in the Tampa Bay area, all that kind of stuff, how-to forums, things like that. My show has a face now, and I like it. I'm sticking with it so far. So far, I'm sticking with it, and I hope you as the listeners are enjoying. Podcasting tip number two, make sure you script it out. Make sure you have an idea of what you're going to talk about. I can't tell you how many times I have been just recording and recording over and over and over because I don't know what I'm saying. You have to make sure that what you're going to present to your audience, it doesn't have to sound like a scripted show. Sometimes my shows sound scripted. If you listen to the second episode, the Green Hornet Rays Fan Fest, which is also on audioboo.fm, you'll see that sounds more scripted. The first show I did was definitely scripted. Second show, not so scripted. Third show, well, my third show was actually a tribute to one of the fallen officers in St. Pete. But this show here, it's not really scripted, but I have bullets that I'm looking off a piece of paper right now to make sure that I'm presenting everything correctly and at least covering the points I want to hit. And anything else that comes up on my mind, I go ahead and I talk about that too. That's the great thing about podcasting. So you can really tell anything you want. There's no one telling you what to do. The only person that's in control is you. So that's what I like about that. Number three about podcasting. Put it out there. If you're confident with your message, if you're confident with your recording, put it out there. You guys can find me on my Facebook page, E is for Epic, and you log into your Facebook, and in the little search bar, search the page E is for Epic. It has a bunny with a microphone, and you can click on there. You can get show updates. If you like the page, you can actually get links directly to the show page, all of that kind of stuff. Get yourself out there. It's fun, as long as you're doing what you like to do. That's what's important. Okay. That ends that segment, and we're going to go on to the next segment, which is events in the Tampa Bay area. Okay, everybody knows that Kevin Hart is coming to the St. Pete Times Forum March 4th at 7 o'clock. I believe it's either 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Kevin Hart is a very famous black comedian, hilarious, kind of like a Dave Chappelle kind of guy, except the voice isn't that high-pitched. You should definitely go check out tickets, $94 for the lowest price. If you do go, leave us a little bit of a review, if you'd like, of the show, what you thought was good, what you thought was bad, what you thought could have been better. You can leave those reviews at yay_JRayShow@yahoo.com. Send us an email there if you have any reviews on movies or if you want to give a review on the Kevin Hart show. Okay, I do want to talk about this. We in the Tampa Bay area have arena football called the Tampa Bay Storm. If you go to 620wdae.com, you can get $62 season tickets. That's 9 home game tickets at the St. Pete Times Forum for $62. That is unbelievable. They play in the summer. So if there is no football next year, which I hope the collective bargaining agreement goes through. I hope everything goes all right with that. If there's not, you can get your football fix in the summer for $62. That's pretty awesome. I think that's a great deal. I mean, I don't know if I've never been to an arena game, but I've seen videos on YouTube, and it is fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun. It's very crowd-based, but it's also fun to watch the game. So go to 620wdae.com. Get your $62 Tampa Bay Storm season tickets. I might be getting a pair to raffle off for you guys as the listeners. So that is the J. Ray Show for today. This is episode number 4. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. If you want to learn more about the show, where do you go? You go to our Facebook page, E is for Epic. Log into your Facebook account, search in the search bar, E is for Epic, and you will find the show page there. Like the show, you will be subscribed to the show and all of the updates that the show has. Or you can follow us directly on audioboo.fm/the_JRay_show. Next week, we're going to review the movie Sanctum and look at more events in the Tampa Bay area. And I haven't decided what our how-to forum is yet, but stay tuned and you will be the first to know. You've been listening to The J-Ray Show.